I think the world needs to have a revival from the church, a wave of unconditional commitment beyond feelings type of love. And we're just prophesying that that's what is here, that that's what is coming. I want to tell you a story about a couple of things regarding our land, our region. Today I want to go after supernatural love and the type of love that causes you not to feel you have to perform. The type of love that just sets us free to be exactly who Jesus has called us to be. There's so many of the things that we go through, even in relationships, that I know it seems often that the goal of relationships is people. But the goal of relationships is love. Right? Because if people go sideways, you can still learn to love. I can still learn to love. And when I, as soon as I put the focus of my relationships, even though relationships involve people, as soon as I put the focus of that relationship on people instead of on love, I'm already upside down. So the Lord's going to change some of that today. He's going to speak to our hearts today. And I just want to pray over us as we get into the Word. Father, thank you for your truth. God, thank you that you have things you're already speaking to us and confirming to us. You have truth that you're surrounding our homes with, our jobs with, our lives, our kids with. And God, we have come to depend, utterly depend on your truth. We have come to depend on your truth, God, not what's spoken in the news, social media, all of the things that are around us. God, we live and the worlds are held together by your word. And Father, I pray over us and over all those watching online the prayer of John 17 when Jesus said, sanctify us through your truth. Your word is truth. And so God, get in deep today. Whatever you want to say, we want to hear it. The things that we don't even know you're about to say, we open our hearts up to the unseen, the unknown. We want to go beyond church's normal. We want to go beyond an encounter with you on Sunday as usual, and we want to hear what you have to say. Can we give God just a praise for that? Let's go after his word today. Let's go after his truth. All right, we're talking about perfect love. Perfect love that casts out all fear. Perfect love, actually, the word perfect there means maturing. Paul said, I'm learning that nothing can separate me from his love. Other translations say, I'm being convinced. That's the Apostle Paul on a journey of being convinced. I'm not 100% yet, but God's love is doing something in me, and I'm starting to be convinced. Is anybody more convinced these days of his love? That nothing can separate you from his love? Not height, not depth, right? Angels, demons, nor things present, nor things to come. Nothing shall be able to separate me from his love. Nothing. So just think about this for a second. What does love look like? Jesus came across galaxies to lay down his life for you intentionally, as a direction of his will. I don't just want to love in word. I'm going to come across galaxies. I'm going to make the trip. I'm going to be born of a virgin. I'm going to go to the cross. I'm going to show them what one man rightfully connected to the love of God can be and do. And I will raise again for them. And then I will draw them to myself. This is love. Not only did he come across galaxies looking for you, he went about the city calling out your name. Still, right now, he's calling your name. Where is he? Where is she? The bride in the Song of Solomon woke up from her slumber and she went about the city and went to the young maidens, the immature in Christ, and says, where is he? Where's the one my soul loves? If you find him, let me know. She was so lovesick, she didn't care who prayed for her. She didn't care who laid hands on her. She just wanted an encounter with the love of her bridegroom. And he has not only come across galaxies and made a long trip for you, he went about the city calling out your name. Okay, 1 John 4:9, here we go. The light of God's love shined within us. Wow, let's just stop right there. The light of his love shined within us. Did you know his love is light? Did you know that? As soon as you receive it, as soon as your heart opens to his love, a light comes into you. That word light there actually means the word revealing. It's an unfolding, and it has to do with light. As soon as you say yes to Jesus, this light comes inside of you, and you can see it in your eyes. And as my friend Don writes, it's a dead giveaway that you're spoken for. That light in your eyes. To reveal, to shine. The light of God's love shined within us when he sent his matchless son into the world so that we might live through him. That word there for that we might live through actually means in his hand. That we might live in his hand, which is the prophetic picture of his grace. As the psalmist says, before I sought you, I was already in your hand. I love that passage of scripture there. Now let's take it verse by verse, slow it down just a little bit. Verse 9, the light of God's love shine within us. As I mentioned, God's love is light. And that light is inside of you. He is literally the light of the world. And that's how he is able to call us a city on a hill, a light, because we received a light. And so because of that light that we received, we automatically shine. People know us. People can sense it in the spirit. They may not be able to know that we're a Christian or what's going on. They just know they feel something emanating from us, and it's the light. And it's the light that never goes out. Remember, Jesus is not only love, he's light. And because love has light properties to it, he's the light of the eternal city, your Bible says. Why? Because he's love. So it makes sense that love should be lighting the eternal city. God is doing something and shedding his love abroad in our hearts, and that equals light. And that's why we don't want to live in darkness. That's why we don't want to have mixture. That's why we don't want to have one foot in light and one foot in darkness. Light in and of itself is meant to overtake the darkness. That's what your Bible says it does. Is it conviction of the Holy Spirit? Is he, as some people say, taking me to the woodshed? Or is he doing this? You know, what's going on? And I just say, regardless of all that, light overtakes darkness. That's what it's meant to do. It's meant to look for it and go, no. Not that. It's just on a mission of its own. Also, when the anointing's present, I love to just get out of this moment of being in God's presence, and often I can see that the room is lighter. Have you ever seen that? Have you ever noticed? The lights seem brighter. You can just see more clearly. That is because you've been touched with light. It's not the only manifestation of God's light. Like I said, most often it's what it looks like in my heart and the way that I want to love people, the compassion that I want to walk in. All of that stuff is from the Lord. And if we identify it today, give ourselves to it today, we'll see that compassion is actually the key to the miracles we want to walk in. It all comes from love. Jesus had compassion on them and healed all of their diseases. It's the secret to signs and wonders. It's easy to have faith and go on, and I just believe, and the charismatic church has taught us to believe, but it takes more than just faith. We've got to have faith working through love to see the level of miracles that we want to. Because as we mentioned a couple weeks ago, all creation will respond to you if you know how to love. Can you say amen to that? All creation is waiting for us to love like that. Everything living is waiting for perfected love, and it will respond and serve the love that you walk in. As we talked about, Jesus turned water into wine, and on the atomic level, the molecular structure, That water said to Jesus, he loves. We're gonna serve. If he needs us, who is water, to be wine, we'll be whatever he likes. Oh, he's walking on water. He needs us to now be solid. Absolutely. We will rearrange our molecular structure to serve that kind of love. Oh, he's praying for a creative miracle, an arm to grow. Actually, we will help that. We will grow that arm. It's not just exterior. It's all of creation working with us. The lion laying down with the lamb, children playing with cobras at the end of the age because of love.